Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shrine1.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Nimbarka. He has written Vedanta Parijata. Nimbarka is a school. Only in North India you see this Nimbarka school of thought. And I don't know whether the followers of the Nimbarka school of thought themselves know what their system teaches. I am not sure about it. It is called Dvaita Advaita. Dvaita Advaita. It is similar to your Vishta Advaita. Dvaita Advaita. Somewhat similar to it. It is Dvaita also, it is Advaita also. Something like that. Bheda Bheda, Dvaita Advaita. They are all similar systems. And Shrikantha, Shaivator, he has written a Bhashya called Shaiva Bhashya. This is a Shiva Vishishta Advaita. Shaiva Vishishta Advaita. Shiva Advaita, we call it. It's called Shiva Advaita, which is you remove the Vishnu from your Vishta Advaita, and then instead of him, you replace it with Ishvara, Shiva. You will get Shrikantha Bhashya. Or in Shrikantha Bhashya, you remove the Shiva and replace it with Vishnu, you will get this Ramanuja Bhashya. The system is not too different. Shaiva and in the Shiva Advaita, he again brings in this idea of Pashu Pati Pasha, because the whole system of Shaiva is based on this Pashu Pati Pasha. Pashu, the Jiva, is bound by this Pasha, this noose string, because of his karma. And with the grace of the Pati, he becomes one with the Pati. That is the idea. And there are other people, Sripati, Vallabha, Vijnan Bhikshu, Valadeva, etc., who have written different systems, different schools of thought, and different ideas on the same Brahma Sutra. The same Brahma Sutra. Since it is in the forms of Sutra, they see different meanings for each of these sutras. So they propound different schools of thought according to their raga or dvesha, their attachment or their hatred. Attachment, because of the attachment, they propound some sutra, they adjust it to their own system of thought. Because of hatred, they adjust the different sutras, they break it into two or make it into one, and then they say, this is to condemn the other system of thought. Like that they bring in. So, we are going to see in this Brahma Sutra, Shariraka Mimamsa Bhashya by Bhagavan Bhashyakara Shankaracharya. This coupled with Bhamati for the Chatusutri, for the first four sutras. Bhamati, this is a brief introduction to our Vyasa. It's not too much which is known. Okay, let us suppose that it is a Pitha. In that Pitha, one of the Vyasas was Krishna Dvaipayana, who met Bhagavan Bhashyakara in Kashi and asked him to write Bhashyas on the Prasthanatraya, and that is what he did in sitting in your Badrika Ashrama, Badrinath. And this was what, see, when he wrote, he came, after writing, he came probably to Uttarkashi, and there Bhagavan Bhashyakara wanted to test his staunchness in his teaching, and he said, okay, now then that is why he said from there, he sent him to, I'll extend your 16 years period to 16 years more. You spread this knowledge. In Uttarkashi it happened. Like he wrote his Bhashya in Badrinath. When he was in Uttarkashi, Bhagavan Vyasa, he came to him and he was having a debate. Okay, how is this? Right, how can you take this meaning? This is not like that. He tried to convince him to write in some other way. Tried to test him. Let's convince him to test him. But Bhagavan Bhashyakara was very clear because he has studied it all from his guru. A traditional knowledge he had. So, he was very clear in what he said. Then, Bhagavan Vyasa asked him to spread this knowledge because there can be no one who can give, who has so much of clarity, who can spread this knowledge like you. So, you please do it. And at that point, Bhagavan Bhashyakara knows that his age is 16. That is the maximum age his body will live in this world. So, Bhagavan Vyasa, he extended this 16 years to 16 years more, 32 years, so that he can do all that. Now, after that, some people accept he took Samadhi in Kanchi. Many people accept he left this world through Kedarnath Dham. His body is not to be found anywhere like that. So that is why I say he proved his own system. Jagat is mithya. Whatever you see, it doesn't really exist. He was there and he proved himself. There is no body. Mithya, he proved it himself. So, that Bhashya, very beautiful Bhashya, in the words of Bhagavan Bhamati Kara, Vyasaspati Mishra, Bhagavan Vyasaspati Mishra, Vyasaspati Mishra, he himself says in his Bhashya, in his commentary to the Bhashya, Prasanna Gabhiram, he says. How is this Bhashya? It is very beautiful. It gives joy. And don't think it's giving joy. Because it is giving joy, don't take it lightly. It's not some comedy movie or something. It's Gabhiram. It's endowed with so much of knowledge. Beautiful. Both bold and beautiful it is. So, that is what the Bhamatikara statement is. So, as I said, we are going to see the commentary Bhamati with Bhashya till the four sutras, first four sutras, because the first four sutras are basically the essence. And that is why many people stick to first four sutras, just four sutras, the new tradition which people have started. They just stick to this first four sutras. They just stop after that. They don't go beyond that. And the important reason for that is they don't have the prior knowledge of the knowledge required to understand the other sutras. Because there, in the other sutras, it is not just the Vedanta. You have to condemn the yogins. You have to condemn the Sankhyans, the Vaisheshikans, the Buddhists, etc. So, you need to have a knowledge of whomever you are going to condemn previously. These people, they have not undergone the teaching of the other principles, other philosophies, other disciplines. So, they just stop with the first four sutras. Now, we will finish till the last sutra. We will read till the last sutra. But, for the first four sutras, because it is a very important sutra, these first four sutras are the essence of the whole of the sutras, we will study it with this commentary, only first four sutras. The rest, we will stick to the Bhashya, Mula Bhashya only, no commentaries. So, first, he writes an introductory Bhashya. Bhagavan Bhashyakara writes an introductory Bhashya to the Brahma Sutras, which is called as Adhyasa Bhashya. And which is famous by itself. In itself it is famous. Adhyasa Bhashya. Adhyasa superimposition. He is writing Bhashya on this superimposition. And that is classified in three states by Vivaranacharya. Vivaranacharya is a commentator on the Brahma Sutras itself. There are many commentaries on Brahma Sutras, but either they comment upon, it's basically like this, two schools of thought. One is Vivarana school of thought and the other is Bhamati school of thought. Both are discussing only Vedantas, but the way they see different things, they differ, that's all. These differences we have seen, some of these differences we have seen already in a separate class. So I am not going to get into it. So this Vivaranacharya, he sees this Adhyasa Bhashya, this introductory Bhashya, to be written in three stages. First, he says, the first stage is Lakshana Parabhashya. The Bhashya which is based on the definition, defining the proper definition for Adhyasa. Ko Adhyasa, Ko Nama Adhyasa. What is Adhyasa? What is superimposition? Then, Atasmin Tad Buddhihi. He says that knowledge not on that. The knowledge of rope or the knowledge of snake in not snake, rope, is Adhyasa, superimposition. And there, what can be a definition, what the other people accept, these kind of different ideas he brings. Lakshana Parabhashya. This is called Lakshana Parabhashya. Bhashya based on the Lakshana. Then he brings the second stage, which is Sambhavana Parabhashya. You have defined something. Very good, beautiful. But is it really possible for this Adhyasa, superimposition, to exist? He says, yes, Sambhavana, it is possible. This is how it is. Okay, you have proven logically that it is possible for this Brahma, this Adhyasa, superimposition, to exist. But is there any pramana for this? Then he writes the third stage of Bhashya called Pramana Parabhashya. This is how Vivaranacharya, the followers of Vivaranacharya, see it. Lakshana Parabhashya, then Sambhavana Parabhashya, then Pramana Parabhashya. We will see that all in detail when we come to the Bhashya proper. But again, we will be teaching based on Bhamati. Bhamati is written by Bhagavan Vachaspati Mishra. A very knowledgeable person he has written. He has written almost commentaries on all the schools of thought. Not almost, all the schools of thought he has written. Different commentaries. And while writing each commentary, he will prove that is the system which is the right system, the other systems are wrong system also. That kind of knowledge he has. And it is said that in the life of Bhagavan Bhashyakara Shankaracharya, there, during the end, when he goes to meet this Kumarila Bhatta, who is the incarnation of Lord Kartikeya himself, he goes and meets him and asks for Vada Bhiksha. A kind of dialogue. Bhiksha for kind of dialogue. To have this Shastrartha debate. He asks for this Bhiksha for debating, because Kumarila Bhatta was a very staunch follower of Purvimimamsa. Purvimimamsa school of thought. And Bhagavan Bhashyakara, the Uttara Mimamsa, Vedanta. So he wanted to, and he is very well known, renowned person in, he is a pramana in the Purvimimamsa. So if he can condemn this person, then the all others are taken care of. So he goes to him. But during that period, because he has cheated his guru, guru droha he has performed. Guru droha means he went to study Buddhism, to condemn Buddhism. But he studied there, he stayed there, he accepted them as guru. So because he has performed this guru droha, he is taking this penance, which is to fill yourself with till the throat. Fill yourself with this husk and then burn it. Slowly it will burn your body. Very terrible death. He has taken it willingly. And during that time when he says, now I don't have any chance to do this kind of shastrata. Now in kind of situation, I don't want to do anything. But I desire to write. I know you are right. I have no doubts about that also. I have a desire to write on this bhashya. Maybe in my next birth I will do it. This is his statement. And therefore, this is what people accept. They accept Kumarila Bhatta to be reborn in the Vachaspati Mishra's incarnation of Kartikeya, who was born as Kumarila Bhatta. And this Vachaspati Mishra, he wrote this commentary called Bhamati. And this Bhamati, what is Bhamati? Some say it is his wife's name, some say it is his daughter's name, some say it is the place where he stayed, Bhama. So, but the well-renowned story is this. Bhamati was his wife, and during writing this commentary, he was in such a deep samadhi, he was not even aware of his body or anything. He was just writing only that. He was not eating anything. So, his wife fed him intravenously. She applied the paste of food. That is what they say. Probably it is intravenous. So, she fed him and she took care that this light which is kept next to him does not put off. It is always oiled and things like that. So, after finishing this bhashya, he saw Samiti, Hashi Samaptam, like that. He wrote, and he saw. There was this light, and there are so many pages of, and he could have not written this in that same light, same that small piece of oil which he had poured. So he was like wondering what. He sees this lady next to him. Who are you? He asks. He has come out of the samadhi. It's very natural for him to not remember anything. So, who are you? And she says, she introduces herself, I am your wife. Oh, this is what I was doing during this period. Then he names after her because of this reason. Because of her service. He says, okay, this worker is a product because of your service. Otherwise I would have not done this. I would have come out of my samadhi and it would have not happened. So I am keeping your name, Bhamati. That's the traditional story. How much of it is true, we are not bothered really. Bhashya is so beautiful. So, Vivarana school of thought is followed by sannyasis. Bhamati school of thought is followed by grahasthas. This is a normal differentiation they make. But it is need not be like that. It need not be like that. Many followers of Bhamati school of thought, great knowledgeable sannyasis. So that is a school of thought. This is again a school of thought. Which is like Bhagavan Krishna was asked by Arjuna, which is right? What do you think? Is the karma good or the knowledge good? Which is better? So we'll also have this doubt. Which is better? Vivarana or? We don't have any doubt. We want to study both. I know that. So, which is better? Vivarana or Bhamati? They are both right in their respective things. The system of thought does not differ. They are both talking about Advaita. But the way they follow differs. The way they see things differs. That's all. That is why in Mandukya Upanishad, Yaya Bhavet Pumsa Madvaita Vasana Sa Samadha Jnaya. Through whichever way this fellow gains this Advaita knowledge, this knowledge of non-duality, of this self, of me, I, that is the path which is fit for him, one should have to understand. So, we will see this Bhamati, this commentary for the four sutras, first four sutras with Bhamati, this commentary. Now, for each of these sutras, we will see this text called Vaiyasika Nyayamala, which is written by Bharati Tirtha, Swami Bharati Tirtha. It's a very beautiful compilation. Like, each Adhikarna, Adhikarna is a topic. An Adhikarna can have one sutra, two sutras, or any number of sutras. It differs. Each Adhikarna can have any number of sutras. So, the Adhikarna is a topic. And whatever is the doubt, etc., raised on that Adhikarna, a gist of that Adhikarna, we will understand from this Vaiyasika Nyayamala. Vyasena Kritam Iti Vaiyasikam. Nyayamala is the name of this text. Nyayamala is the name of the text on the Vaiyasika Sutras, Vyasakrita Sutras. So, Vaiyasika Nyayamala. So, he will himself introduce how he writes two shlokas for each Adhikarana, for each topic. He will himself discuss what are the contents of both the shlokas and how I have done these shlokas, etc. We will see from the original text itself. So, first, this is how we'll get into this text, this Brahma Sutra. First, we will study this Vaiyasika Nyayamala. Vaiyasika Nyayamala up till the first introduction, first sutra, and then we'll come to the Bhamati Bhashya commentary, and then for each Adhikarna we'll come to this Vaiyasika Nyayamala. We'll come back to this Vaiyasika Nyayamala for each Adhikarna gist. Before entering the Adhikarna, we'll come to Vaiyasika Nyayamala. So, this Brahma Sutra is divided into four chapters. All that will be detailedly explained by the introductory Vaiyasika Nyayamala shlokas themselves. So, I am not going to go into that also. We'll see how they are done. What are the differentiation he has made? What is the speciality of each chapter, of each pada, etc.? He has explained it beautifully. We'll see that in the Moola itself. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamrucchate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.